Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. So yesterday we discussed a machlokas, a very important machlokas, whether yesh zika or ein zika. That was a big machlokas. So now the Gemara is going to continue with this conversation, and the Gemara says actually what Pini had suggested after daf yesterday, this Gemara is going to bring the mission as a rive, what you suggested at the end, the Maimer case. So the Gemara says now two lines down in Yud Ches Amun Aleph, lema misayle, let's suggest, well now we're not that rive, that's the next rive, but first, lema misayle, let's say the following is a raya that yesh zika. How do we see this? Yivamta shemesa, if the yivama dies, mutter ba'achosa. So the yavam may marry the sister of the yivama, and the Gemara's medayik, ba'achosa in bi'imalo. He can only marry the sister of the yavama who dies, but not the mother of the yavama who dies. So why not? Must be that there's zika to the yavama. If there's zika to the yavama, he may not marry the mother either. And so the Gemara says, no, lo. The truth is, he's even allowed to marry the mother of the Yavama. The Yavama, there's never Zika in the first place. So how come the Braisa or the Mishnah only specifies that the Achos is permitted? And the Gemara says, like we saw in yesterday's daf, the idea, the Tana Reisha, since the Reisha taught a case of Ishto, if a person's wife, Shemesa, Mutter Ba'achosa, one may only marry after one's wife dies, you can marry the sister. Dafka Ba'achos is permitted. Aval Bimala, one may not marry his mother-in-law. To have you lay Isur deraisa, it's a real serious Isur deraisa. Hatananami seifa muter b'achosa osu lagabe a yivama who dies. They spoke about the sister only, but only because of the consistency of the case and the structure. But einachanami by the yivama who dies, one may actually marry the mother because there is no zika. So there is no raya from that particular mishnah. So then the Gemara quotes from our mishnah in the beginning of the second parak here. Meisiv Rav Huna bar Chiya. So this was the case where Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So Reuven dies, and Shimon does Mimer to Asher's Reuven. So Umes. So then Shimon dies after doing Mimer to Asher's Reuven. Shimon dies before doing Yibum. He dies. So Shnia, the second wife, which means Shimon's second wife, which is really Asher's Reuven. The Shnia is Choletes below Misavemes. So she does Chalitza to Levi, the third brother now. Only Chalitza is allowed, not Yibum. So Gemara's Medayik, Taima de Ovid Bei Maimer, only because Shimon had done Maimer to Asher's Reuven, which is, she's the Shnia, now she's the second wife, then do we say, Ha Maimer, Hello Ovid Bei Maimer.
Shnia isn't Shimon's wife, the non-Maimer wife?
No, Shnia's referring to Asher's Reuven, his second wife. So only because he did Maimer to her is she now usher to Levi, only Chalitza is permitted to Levi. Ha, lo Ovid by Maimer. This is what Pini said yesterday. If Maimer wasn't done, Shimon didn't do Maimer to Asher's Reuven, so then the implication would be that Shnia Nami Yevuma Miyame, that the halacha would be that Levi could even do Yibum to the first wife, Asher's Reuven, because there's no Zika, there's no connection to them at all. Now, Iyamus, if you're going to say, Ye Zika, if there's really Zika, between Reuven, between Shimon and Asher's Reuven, there's going to be a Zika immediately. If Imam is Yesh Zika, Havilei Tzaras Asher's Achiv Shalhaya Bolamo. So then the halacha would be, in terms of which wife is referring to. If there's, the halacha would be that again, Levi is Shnir referring to Asher Shimon. So Levi could only do Chalitza to Asher Shimon because Shimon's also married to the Asher's Reuven. But had he not been married to Asher Reuven, if there's no Zika, if there's no Mimer that was done, and there's also no Zika that was done to Asher Reuven, so then Levi could actually do Yibum to Asher Shimon. That's the implication. So again, Iyamus Ye Zika, but had there been Zika of Shimon to Asher Reuven, so then he could not marry, Levi could not marry Asher Shimon. The Havilei Tzaras Asher Achiv Shohaya Balamo Bezika. So the fact that we allow Levi to marry Asher Shimon when there's no Mimer tells us that Shimon, there is no Zika between Shimon and Asher Reuven. So Gemara says, not true. Amar Rabba, Rabba says, Hu Hadin, it's true that Afagav Dilo Avid Bei Mimer. Even if Mimer had not been done between Shimon and Asher Reuven, still nonetheless, Shnia Michlatz Chalza, Yevume Lo Miyame. Levi could only do Chalitza to the wife of Shimon. There really is going to be Zika. Mimer? So what's Mimer accomplishing? If without Mimer, there's Zika automatically, which knocks off Asher Shimon to Levi, so what's being accomplished by Mimer? What's the case of Mimer telling me? So it says the Gemara, La fuke mi Beishamai, that's all coming to preclude the position of Beishamai who holds, Damri Mimer Kone Kinin Gomer. Beishamai felt that Maimer, there's a full kinyan. And if there's a full kinyan between Shimon and Eishes Reuven, then Levi wouldn't have to do anything at all, not even chalitza, to Eishes Shimon. Kamash Blan, that no, even when you do Maimer, Maimer doesn't accomplish anything, there's still a requirement of chalitza from Levi to Eishes Shimon. And that's the chiddush, but not to be medayik, if there's no Maimer, there's going to be no Zika, and Eishes Shimon will be permitted, Yibam, to Levi. That's not the deal to be made. So then the Gemara says, okay, let's bring another raya, Eisiv Abai, or a question. Shnei Achim, Ba'olam Echad, Umeis Echad Mem, Below Vlad. So Reuven and Shimon are both alive, and then Reuven dies without children. The Amud Hasheni, which is Shimon, Hazeh, Lasus Maimer Bivamto. Now Shimon wants to do Maimer to Eishes Reuven. Below his speak, Lasus Ba Maimer, he doesn't have the chance to do Maimer to Eishes Reuven, Ad Shenola Lo Ach. Now Levi's born. So Levi's born, and nothing had been done to Eishes Reuven yet. Umeis, and then Shimon dies. So what happened? Now Levi has both the Eishes Reuven and Eishes Shimon. So Harishona, which is Eishes Reuven, Yotze, she gets out of the picture because Mishum Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Bolamo. Because Levi and Reuven never lived in the world together, so Eishes Reuven is knocked off from Levi. Ushnia, the second wife, which is referring to Shimon's wife, Eishes Shimon, O Choletes O Misavemes. So Levi has the option of either Chalit or Yibam. Now, if you were to hold that there is Zika, which means Shimon would have a Zika to Eishes Reuven, then Eishes Shimon should also be Aser to Levi, because Havilei Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shalhaya Bolama, because now Eishes Shimon is a co-wife with Eishes Reuven, and since Eishes Reuven is Aser to Levi because Shalhaya Bolama, so to Eishes Shimon because of the Tzaras Eishes Achiv Shalhaya Bolama, Bezika. So the fact that we don't say that, we allow Levi to do Yibam Chalitza to Eishes Shimon, must be that there is no Zika. And Mars is not true. This, it is true, but money, this is Rabbi Meir, he, number ein Zika. This is a Das Yachad Rabbi Meir, who holds that there is no Zika. But other Mishnahs, who don't necessarily go like Rabbi Meir, might hold that there actually is Zika. So this is not a riot that we paskin in general, this is just the position of Rabbi Meir. So Gemara then says, wait a second. Umisvirle le Rabbi Meir ein Zika. Does Rabbi Meir really hold that there is no Zika? Fatran, the Mishnah tells us, this is later on in the Masechta, Daf Chav Gimel or so, the Mishnah says, Arba Achim, so you have four brothers. Shnaim Mehen Nesun Shtei Achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters. Let's call them Rachel and Leah. Umesu. Now the two brothers who are married to the two sisters, those two die. Hanesun, Umesu Hanesum Ha'achayos. So the two brothers who married two sisters die. Harei Elu Chaltos. So now the two live brothers, the brothers who are alive, will do Yibum, rather do Chalitza, to the two sisters, the two widows. Now, if there is no Zika at all, so when there's a case of Yibum, there's no Zika, there's no connection, so then the lacha should really be that Hani Mitre Bate Kaasinan, each sister comes from a different home, they had a different husband. So the lacha should be Hali Yavam Chada, Bahali Yavam Chada. We should allow one brother to marry Rachel and the other brother to marry Leah. The only time we don't allow two brothers to marry two sisters is if there's Zika. Meaning, if there's Zika of Rachel and Leah to Reuven, and there's also Zika of Rachel and Leah to Shimon, so neither one could do Yibam because the other one is the Eishes Zakuk, the connection, Achos Zika. Achos Zika would be. So each one would be Aser. So if really the truth is there's no Zika, there are no lines drawn to Reuven and Shimon, Reuven should be completely allowed to do Yibum to Rachel and Shimon to Levi, or vice versa. So the fact that Rabbi Meir does not allow them both to do Yibum, rather he says you have to do Chalitza, implies that he holds of Zika, not what we said above. So Gemara says no. The truth is, Li'olam ain't Zika. Really, that there is no Zika at all. And in theory, Reuven and Shimon could both do Yibum with Rachel and Levi, respectively. Mishum the Kasavar Aser Levata Mitzvah Yivamim. The reason why he says that you can't do Yibum is because there's another concern here. You can't be Mavatel an option of Yibum Chalitza. What does that mean? So Gemara explains, we'll look at Rashi. De Dilma Adimiyabe Mechad, if Reuven, let's say, does Yibum to Rachel, which is actually permitted, and then afterwards, before Shimon does Yibum to Leah, Shimon dies. Chad Meis, either Meis A'idach, rather, the other one dies. The Kabbalah's Mitzvah Yivamim. Now Reuven cannot do Yibum Chalitza to Leah anymore, because he's married to Rachel, he's a sister. So now Leah just lost the chance, the opportunity of doing either Yibam Chalitza. So the only way to guarantee that both are getting a Yibam Chalitza, that mitzvah, is if they both do Chalitza. Because if, let's say, Reuven does Chalitza to Rachel, he could also do Chalitza to Leah. But Reuven does Yibam to Rachel, he can no longer do anything to Leah, and Leah misses out on the opportunity of that mitzvah. Just look at Rashi to explain that. Rashi says around halfway down the Amud here, Li'olam ein zika, really is no zika according to Yerameir. And no lines are drawn between the two sisters and the two brothers. V'hod the kamar lo misyavmos, the reason why there's no yibum, mishum da'asa levato mitzvah yivavam, you can't knock out the mitzvahs of yibum, because i'amis li'abim hai chada, if you tell Reuven to do yibum to Rachel, for example, Dilma Mais Idach, Achmed, the other brother, Shimon, will die. Vlomiabim Liidach, and he didn't have a chance to do Yibam to Leah. Vinafka Mahai, and then Leah goes free, Mishim Achos Isha, Michalita, Umibam, because Reuven can't do Leah, can't do Chalitza Yibam to Leah anymore because he's married to her sister. Hilkach, therefore, Amrina Leah, we say, Lekama, to the first person, to Reuven, Chalitz, you do Chalitza to Rachel. Dinami Mais Idach, because even if Shimon were to die, the other one to die, Hadar Hai Cholitz for Chalitz Leah, you could do Chalitza to Leah as well. There's no problem with doing Chalitza to two sisters. Umidina, Lebasa Chalitza, the truth is, even after Reuven does Chalitza to Rachel, the Kama, Matzi Idach, the other one, Shimon, Liyibumwe, he could now do Yibum to Leah, the Hashem Mekaima Mitzvah Yibam Metarayo, because now as long as each girl, each sister got Yibum, that's best. Because we are concerned if we allow the second one to do Yibam, maybe the first one should do Yibam as well. We made a gzera that both brothers should do Chalitza, and this way everyone has the mitzvah, the opportunity of the Yibam and Chalitza. That's the klal. But really, when it comes to Zika, there is no Zika according to Rav Meir.
Is this a significant maramakom to say that Chalitza is a mitzvah? Like, I thought it wasn't a mitzvah.
No, I think Chalitza is considered a mitzvah. I believe so. I think they count it as a mitzvah. There might be a discussion in the Rambam or the Ravid about that, but I think we view this as a chalitza. It's like Gerushin, it's a chalitza, it's a mitzvah as well.
But the discussion of the
poskim,
whether it's a mitzvah or it's a
matzah. Well, that's in terms of the gather of it, the nature of it, but in terms of counting as a mitzvah, the mission at the end of Masechta, the end of first parak of Mishnah Bechorah says, there's a mitzvah yoser b'yivam chalitza, which implies that there's a mitzvah of chalitza, but b'yivam's even better than that. So I guess there could be another Rai that there's a mitzvah of chalitza. Now the Gemara says, wait a second. Vi ein zika tibatel. Now, if there's no zika, so okay, who cares? Who says she has a mitzvah to do yibum chalitza? So you don't do it. What's the big deal? As long as she's mutter, as long as she's allowed to go, why do you have to dafka do a yibum chalitza? Who cares how she gets to go free? Deha Rabbi Gamliel, amar ein zika umutter and levata mitzvah yivamam. We're about to see from Rabbi Gamliel that on one hand he holds no zika like Rabbi Meir, and yet he says you're allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah yibum. So maybe Rav Meir as well. Let him say there's Ein Zika and let him be Mevatel. Who cares? So let Reuven do Yibam to Rachel, and even if Shimon were to die, so Leah goes scot-free without any Yibam Chalitza. Who says you have to do? Who says it's an Isser of Levatel Mitzvah Yibam? Again, just like Rabbi Gamliel holds Ein Zika and you can be Mevatel the Mitzvah Yibam, Rav Meir should also say Ein Zika and yet you can be Mevatel the Mitzvah Yibam. How do we see Rabbi Gamliel hold this way? So Rabbi Gamliel Amar Ein Zika Umut Levat Mitzvah Yivamam. The Mishnah tells us Rabbi Gamliel Omer Im Maana Meana Vimlo Maana Tam Tim Ad She Tagdil V'Teitze Halazu Mishim Achos Isha. So look at Rashi, two Rashi to look at here, around 20 narrow lines up. Ditznan Rabbi Gamliel Omer Shnei Achin Nisun Shtei Achayos. Two brothers are married to two sisters. Achas Gadol V'Achas Katana. One's above age 12, one's under the age of 12. One's a katana. Umeis Baila Shal Gedola. So let's call Reuven was married to the Gedola. So Reuven dies. Now V'nafel Lefnei Baal Katana. Now Shimon, who's married to the Katana, Shimon has the married to Katana, but he also has the sister who's a Gedola from Reuven, Eishes Reuven. Milamdin Es Katana. We try to train and teach the Katana Lemain Bebaila Ulaker Nisuehel. We learned already. Miun could undo a Nisuim Midirban. When a Katana is married at underage, she could refuse the marriage and end it, and retroactively it's undone. Lakar Nisueha, she undoes it. Kedei Liyabam Edzu, this way Shimon can now perform mitzvah of Yibum to the Gedola. Because if he remains married to the Katana, so he can't perform Yibum to the sister. But if he undoes or she undoes the marriage, now Shimon's considered single, and he can do Yibum to Ashes Reuven, who's a Gedola. So we try to train her to be Ma'ain, to do Mi'un. Shizikasa Shazu, Chamura, now the Zika of Ashes Reuven, the Gedola. The Zika of a Gedola to Shimon is stronger, lesser Katana love to Aser the Katana. It overrides it. Meaning, even though Shimon married the Katana first, and the Zika of Reuven came afterwards, that Zika is stronger, that knocks out the relationship, it overrides the relationship of Shimon to the Katana. And shelo hayunisa gemurim shema timayim, because the first marriage of ketana is not so strong, because she can always refuse it so long as she doesn't become a gedola. L'chach lo totzi yazu mishum achazisha. So we recommend that she again refuse the marriage of the ketana, refuse it, and then Shimon does ibum to the gedola. Now says Rashi further, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, if she does the miyun, great. V'tisyabim gedola. Now he could go. Now he's single, and Shimon does ibum to the gedola, the eishes Reuven. Vim lav, if she refuses to do miyun, she wants to stay married to Shimon. So then tamtin gedola ad shektagdil katana. Now the gedola must wait until her younger sister becomes a gedola herself. V'yival, and then there's bia between Shimon and the katana who's now become a gedola. And when that there's bia, you kedushin gemur. Now Shimon's fully married to Katana, who's now a gedola. V'teite gedola mishma achazisha, and then the gedola gets to go free because now her younger sister is officially married to Shimon. Alma, ein zika. Now there's no zika according to this understanding. Midashari katana leh umut levata mitzvah yivamim. Now the fact that we allow the katana to remain married to Shimon, and we don't say the zika of Eishes Reuven overrides that, must be Rebbe Gamliel holds that there is no zika. We allow them to wait, and yet we also see that he could knock out the mitzvah yivam, because what happens is when Shimon marries the katana and she gets older and there's real kedushin, the achos, the gedola, just walks away free. Wow, didn't we mevatel the mitzvah yibum? Must be that you're allowed to mevatel mitzvah yibum according to Rabbi Gamliel. So again, on one hand he holds there's no zika, and the other hand he says you could be mevatel mitzvah yibum. So said Rashi, Ulu Rabbi Meir Nami, same thing. E suffer ain zika, even though he might hold there's no zika, lema nami mutter levata mitzvah yivamim. Maybe he'll also let him say that you could knock out a yivamim. You don't need to do yibum mechalitza. That was the question. So Gemara says it's a very strange question, because Amr le Rabbi Gamliel either Meir Karamis. You're asking a question of Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was his own person. Rabbi Meir was a Tana. He's allowed to argue with Gamliel. Meaning, just because Rabbi Gamliel held Ein Zika and Mevatel Mitzvah Yibam doesn't mean Rabbi Meir has to hold the same way. What kind of question is this? So Gemara says, no, La Hachi Kamir. This was the question. Rabbi Meir Chayish Afil Lesfeka and Rabbi Gamliel Afil Levadai Lo Chayish. So the problem is they're too far apart from each other to really to think that they're really they could both hold different shitas. So Rashi explains four wide lines up, four lines from the bottom. Afilu l'sveika. So Rabbi Meir was choshesh even for a sveika case. I mean, what did he say why Reuven can't do yibum initially? Because the concern was Reuven does Shimon, maybe Shimon will die and you miss out on the mitzvah of yibum for Leah. That's a far fetching. That's a suffix. And yet still he's choshesh for mitzvahs of bevatel yibum. But Rabbi Gamliel, even he knows vadai that you're being bevatel yivamim, he says lechachila you have to bevatel. So the two different extremes is too far apart for us to think that they're both correct. So again, afilu l'sveika kiahidilei like above ademiyabe mechad ma'iz idich. Even in that far fetched case, Rabbi Meir is still concerned of perhaps you might lose out the mitzvah of yibum. And yet Rabbi Gamliel afilu heicha devadebali. Even if you know with certainty they're going to miss out on the mitzvah of yibum, can go in hacha like this case above. You let the katana wait till she gets older. Lochai, she wasn't concerned. So how could you be so such extreme positions in the same concept? So Gemara says, no. What's the problem here, Dilma? Man de lochaish, those who's not concerned of mevatel mitzvah yibum like Rabbi Gamliel, afi levadai lochaish, even if a case with certainty you mevatel mitzvah, he's not choshesh across the board. Bein besavik, bein mevadai. And the same thing in the other approach, Rabbi Meir. Man de chaish, one who is concerned of being mevatel mitzvah yibum, afi lesveika chaish, even when there's only a doubt that you might miss out the opportunity, he is choshesh. So it's not such a strong question. The Gemara moves on. I wasn't so bothered by this Rabbi Gamliel shita. So now the Gemara says, Amalei Abayi says the Rav Yosef. Hod Rav Yehuda d'Shmuli. That which of Yehuda said above, that he held that there is Zika, he holds like Shmuel. So look at Rashi to explain here. Last two lines. Hod Rav Yehuda d'Amar Le'el Aser Ba'ima d'Yesh Zika, that if there's a Yavama who's Zokuk to the Yavam, and even though she dies, it's also to marry the mother of the Yavama because of Zika. That Shita Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like Shmuel, Bishmei the Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, who is Rabbi, who is his Rebbe. Rabbi Yehuda, we know that who's a Talmud of Shmuel. Shmuel will call him Shinna, call Rabbi Yehuda the sharp one. So he had this Mesor from his Rebbe Shmuel, Vilom Mirab, the Havi Nami Rabia. Rabbi Yehuda's other Rebbe was Rav. So Gemara says here, he had this tradition, the Masorah, from Shmuel and not from Rav. So the Tan, the Mishnah says, going now onto Yud Chesem Rebeis, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Shemeres Yavam, Shekidesh Achiv Es Achoso. So you have a Shemeres Yavam. What happened is, the brother marries the sister, so the sister of the Shemeres Yavam, Mishum Rebbe Yehuda Ben Beseir Amru, Omrim Lo, so Ad Shiasa Achicha Masa. So we tell the brother, just wait a moment. They did Kedusha, not Nisun. Don't get married. First let your other brother do Chalitza with the Shomer Shavim, and then you could go ahead and marry the sister. Ramah Shmuel Halacha Krab Yehuda Ben Beseir. We pass in this way. So look at Rashi to explain here. So Rashi says, Shomeres Yavam Mam Tenes Leivim Yivama. She's waiting for the Yavam. Shekidesh Achiv Sheyavam Es Achoso Achash Nafla Zulafanov. So the brother, the Yavam, marries the Shomeres Yavam's sister. Omrim Lo, we say Lema'aris, the one who engaged the sister, not the Shemesh Yavam, the sister of the Shemesh Yavam. Lema'aris, we tell him, Himtim Milichnos, wait until you get married, don't do Nisun yet. The Fisha Achos is Gukascha, because she's the sister of she who is Zakik to you. The Shemesh Yavam is still a Zika to you, so you shouldn't marry her sister until you address the Zika of the Shemesh Yavam. Achiyasa Achicha Masa, let your other brother, Achiyavam Achicha Asiyavam, until your other brother Dizibam to her, and Vitifka Zikasa Mimecha, and then removes the Zika from you, and you can go ahead and marry the other sister. Alma Zika Asa Lachosas, we see that Zika does Aser him to her and all the other sisters. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, and again says the Gemara, Amr Shmuel Halacha, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda Paskin, like Shmuel, like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, that there is Zika. So now the Gemara says, okay, now there was a Havamina, that perhaps Rabbi Yehuda would paskin like Rav, his other Rebbe, that there's Zika. So Gemara says, wait a second, Amrlei, di de Rav Mai, who is this Rav? Where do we see Rav possibly would have held the Zika as well? Tasha de Rav by the Rav, because we saw in yesterday's daf, Rav held that there is Ein Lo Zika. So how is there Havamina? Why is Gemara telling us Rabbi Yehuda holds this Zika like Shmuel, implying that there's also possibly he could have held like Rav that the Zika. Rav couldn't hold Zika because he learned yesterday's daf, Rav holds Ein Zika. So it would have been a Kasha Rav by the Rav. Mara says, no. Dilma Amaroininu Valiba the Rav. Maybe there's a Machlokas Amaroin, whether Rav holds Zika or Ein Zika. So the Gemara is addressing that point, that there's a suffix what Rav really held. But Kaven the Ditmar Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya, since we have an explicit tradition that Shmuel certainly holds Yesh Zika, and Mishmei de Rav, in the name of Rav, we have a Kamarai, we have a Machlokas, Amram, what he held, Lo Shav Ginam, we don't ignore Mishmei de Shmuel Behedya, that which we know Shmuel said explicitly, Umok Minan, to embrace Kamarai, Valiba de Rav. That's all it's saying. Rav, we don't really know what he held, so that's why he definitely holds like Shmuel, because Shmuel was clear to his position, as opposed to Rav, who was a little bit unclear what he held. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana, Amrisa l'shmaisa kame the Rav Zvid. They're saying this whole sugi in the name and in the front of Rav Zvid min Harda. And Amr, he says, Rav Zvid said, Atun you hachim asisela. You just learned how you just learned it. But Anam b'hadiyah basim, we had this more explicitly. Meaning what? Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. He said explicitly in the name of Shmuel, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa Aser Biima. One cannot marry the mother of the Shomeres Yavam, Alma Kesaver Yesh Zika. Must be that there is Zika. Va'oz the Shmuel Tame. There's a Shmuel Shitaso. Damer Shmuel Halacha Rabbi Yehuda Ben Beseira, like we saw above. So this was just the same exact point, but just said in a much clearer way. And the Gemara says, V'tzricha, we need to have both these points here. Which point? Di Ashminan Yesh Zika. If we just simply said that there's Halachas Yesh Zika, Havamin, I would have thought, Hanimili Bechad, only if there's only one Yavam and one Yivama, that's when the Zika, Aval Betray, if there's two, unclear who's going to do Yibam to who, lo, maybe there is no Zika. Kamashval, no, there's Zika in all scenarios. Now, V'yashmin and Halacha, Kribhudim and Mesera, if you only passed like that statement we would have said, then I would have thought, even when Havamina, Hanimili Bechad, only when everyone's alive. Aval La'achamisa, but if one of them dies, Pakale Zika, maybe the Zika just vanishes. Kamashblan, the Zika, Bichdela Paka, the Zika does not vanish. And that's why, even after Shemesh Yavam dies, that one still may not marry the mother of the Shemesh Yavam, because the Zika cannot just disappear without any mitzvah of Yibam or Chalitz. Okay, that ends for now at least our discussion of Zika. So now, this next mission is going back to the concept of Shnei Achim Shelo Hayubalam Be'echad. Two brothers were not in the world at the same time. So this mission is going to sound almost exactly like the first Mishnah of the Perek. Might even be good to go back to read that first Mishnah of the Perek, just to read it quickly, and we'll see the differences between the two. So I'm going to go back to Daf Yud Zayin, just run through the Mishnah really quickly, just so we see the contrast. So the Mishnah says in Daf Yud Zayin, the first one of the Perek, at the bottom here, Ketzad Eishes Achiv Shelohaya Bolamo, Shnei achin umeis, two brothers, one dies, meis echamim. V'nolad lehen achin, then a brother's born. So Levi's born, and achar kach yavim, then the yibam's performed first. Afterwards, rather. So that's the difference. Levi's born, and then Shimon does yibam to Eishes Reuben. That's the first scenario. And then what happens is, umeis, and then Shimon dies, so then we said, Rishona, Shiot says, Mishim Eishes Achash Le'abalam. Oh, Eishes Reuben is pater, because they were not in the same world as Levi at the same time. And Shnia, Shimon's wife, is also pater from Mishim Tsarasa, because she's the Tsara of an Eishes, of the Eishes Achiv Shlohayabalam. That's the first case. Again, the case is that first Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum. Now look at this mission, Daf Yud Chesem Beis now. Here, almost exactly the same, but the opposite order. Shnei Achim, Umeis Echamem, one dies, so let's say Reuven dies. The Yavam, and then Shimon does Yibam first to Eishes Reuven, Sheni as Eishes Achim, and Acharkach Nolad Lehen Ach. Now another brother is born, Levi is born. So Levi came to the world while Shimon was already married to both Shimon's wife and to Reuven's wife as well. So now that's a very different scenario. Umeis, and then Shimon dies now. Harishona yotze mishum eishes achiv shahaya ba'olamo. The Tanakama holds that Levi can't perform yibum to the Eishes Reuven, although married now to Eishes Shimon, because we still view the history of being married to Reuven, and he was not in the world at the same time as Reuven, so she's pater from him. And the Shnei also, Eishes Shimon, is also pater from Levi, because mishum tsarasa, so because of the tsara. So now, asaba maimer, if maimer is done, umeis, and then if Shimon does maimer to Eishes Reuven, and then Shimon dies, hashniyah chaletzes v'lo misavemes, so now Levi does chalitza to Eishes Shimon, because there's a partial kedushin that's similar to the first case. Either way, this is the opposite way everyone's holding right now. So this is all Tanakama. We haven't introduced Rabbi Shimon Shita yet. Tanakama holds whether or not Levi was born first, and then Shimon did Yibum, or Shimon did Yibum, and Levi was born. Either way, there's a pater because of Eishes Reuven. So now comes along with Shimon. Shimon says, Omer, miyabim le'ezim em sheyirtza. He has the option of marrying either one, or choletz le'ezim em sheyirtza, or chalitza to either one. Meaning Levi, in the case here, where again, Shimon does Yibum first. He's now married to two wives, Eishes Reuven and his own wife, and then Shimon dies. Levi could either do Yibum chalitza to either Eishes Reuven or Eishes Shimon. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Oshaya, Chalak haya Rabbi Shimon af barishon. If you remember, we saw this in the earlier in the part of the parak, that Rav Oshaya felt that Rabbi Shimon didn't only argue on this Mishnah, but even on the previous Mishnah. Meaning even in a case where Reuven died first, and before Shimon did Yibum, Levi was born, and then Shimon does Yibum to Eishes Reuven, and then Shimon dies. Even in that case, Levi could do Yibum Chalitza to either one of these wives. Even in that first Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon argues that that Levi does Yibum Chalitza. So Mimai, how do you know that Rabbi Shimon argues even on the first Mishnah that we just saw? Midakatani Mishnah Yisera. So the fact that we have an extra Mishnah, Bababa Dereisha. So why do we have both the Mishnahs, this Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Yudzayim? Why on Yudzayim was it? Yeah, Yudzayim. Why have both Mishnahs? So the Gemara tells it must be. So Lamanta Katani. Now who is this Chiddush for? Why both cases? So Elaim, if you're going to tell me Lirabanan to teach their Chiddush, Hashta Yavam. If Shimon first did Yibam, and Lvasof Nolad, and then Levi was born afterwards. Now you would have thought that now Levi never met Reuven, and Reuven's wife was never asked to him, because when he came into the world, Shimon had two wives. So why should we have to say Eishes Reuven is considered that Eishes Reuven still after she already married Shimon? Now it should be completely permitted. So even though Nolad lo dechi ashkecha behater ashkecha, when Levi came into the world, Eishes Shimon was permitted to him, and Eishes Reuven also would be permitted to him because now she's married to Shimon. So yet still. Asri Rabbanim, so Rabban say Asr, so then Nolad v'charkach yavim mibayim. But if the first Mishnah, where first Levi was born, and then Shimon performed Yibum on Eishes Reuven, so Levi came to the world, Eishes Reuven was Asr to Levi, because it was the wife of the brother, they were not in the world at the same time, and that's Asr, that's obvious the case. Again, everyone following the points here? Then again, if the situation, this second Mishnah here, that first Shimon did Yibum to Eishes Reuven, and then Levi was born. So when Levi came into the world, and then Shimon died after that, both wives of Shimon should be permitted to Levi, because he never experienced the Eishes Reuven that never existed in his life. And yet still, even though Levi should be permitted to both them, Rabban say, Aser. So Kavachomer, the first Mishnah, where Shimon didn't do Yibam yet, Levi was born, and he had a single. His brother Reuven's widow was still available, but he can't marry Eshes Reuven because they're Shalaya Balama Bechad. So surely that case is Usher. That's a unnecessary Mishnah for Rabbanim. So that first Mishnah cannot be teaching me for Shitas Rabbanim. That was too obvious of a case. Ella, it must be that the first Mishnah Lava the Rabbi Shimon Itzrich was telling me that even in that case, even when the Levi was born, and then Shimon did Yibam afterwards, even there, Rabbi Shimon would allow, after Shimon were to die, Levi to marry Eshes Reuven. The Taso Tana Resha, the Resha is taught Laudiacha Kocha the Rabbi Shimon, to teach me the Chiddush, how far, how maker Rabbi Shimon would be. And Tana Sefer, the Sefer is to tell me, Laudiacha Kocha the Rabbanan, to tell me, even in this case, Rabbanan would say Aser, even though you would think that Levi should be Mutter to Eshes Reuven. So both Mishnayos are teaching us the extremes of both Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Ah, Ubedinu, the truth is really the Niflag Rabbi Shem Ereshu. Rabbi Shem really should argue in the Reshu of the Mishnah as well, but the reason why he didn't, Elanatir Lahulu Rabbanon, they waited for the rabbis, the Shitas Chachamim, Ad the Messiah and the Messiah, until they finished all the scenarios, both Reshu and Seifa, both the Shrouds, and after they're done, of Adar Palak Elayu. Then Rabbi Shem said, I argue, but not only in the second case, but I even argue on the first case, that once Shimon performs Yibam to Reuven, whether that Levi was born yet or not born yet, that marriage of Shimon to Eshes Reuven removes, it deletes the history, and we no longer view Eshes Reuven as being Eshes Reuven anymore, we view it as being Eshes Shimon, and that's why when Shimon dies, Levi can marry either one of those. That's the Shita Rabbi Shimon, again according to Boshaya, that he argues in both Mishnayos. That's the understanding. So then the Gemara says, okay, fine. If that's the case, if these both these scenarios, that Rabbi Shimon allows Levi to marry Eshes Reuven once she's married to Eshes Shimon, then Ella Eshes Achiv, meaning it was understood that there's definitely a scenario that it's Aser according to every opinion. It's based on a drasha we saw the other day that definitely there's a concept of Eish Achiv, Shlahoya Balama is Aser to Rabbi Shimon. So what's the case? We just spoke about the two possible cases. Where do we find the case where even Rabbi Shimon would say that Levi would be Aser to Eish's Reuven? So Gemara says there are two scenarios according to Rabbi Shimon. One is that Bechad, Acha, Umes, Vinolo Ach. If there's one brother and he dies, and then the second one's born. So not three brothers, two brothers. So imagine, Reuven's married to Eshes Reuven. Shimon isn't born yet. Reuven dies. Now the Eshes Reuven's Almana. And then afterwards, Shimon is born. So Shimon never lived in the same world as Reuven. The only way Levi was allowed is because once Shimon married Eshes Reuven, he deleted the history. But if there's no one in between marrying Eshes Reuven, it's just Reuven and Shimon, Shimon would be usher to the Eshes Reuven because Shilohaya Ba'olamo, they're not in the world together. That's one scenario that Rabbi Shimon would agree to. And the second scenario would be Inami betray, even if they're two brothers. There's Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies, and Shimon's alive, and then Levi's born afterwards. I mean, the only time Levi's allowed to marry Eshes Reuven is once Shimon marries Eshes Reuven. But let's say Shimon never marries Eshes Reuven, then she remains the Eshes Reuven even to Levi. So that's his next scenario. Inami betrayed two brothers. V'lo yavam. So Shimon never did Yibam. V'lo meis. He never died. So never gave the opportunity to Levi to kind of to fix up the Eshes Reuven. And that's another case whereby Levi would be usher to marry Reuven's wife. So Gemara says, now Bishma, I understand. Yavam. V'charkach nolad. I understand the case of, according to Rabbi Shimon, that if Shimon marries Eshes Reuven, he does Yibam. And then Acharkach no, then Levi is born, and then Shimon dies. Ki Ashkecha be'ater Ashke. Now, when Levi's presented with Eshes Reuven, that's permitted because now she's become Eshes Shimon. I get that case why it's permitted. Ela Nolad, if Levi's born first, and only Acharkach Yavam, and then Shimon does Yibam to Eshes Reuven, my time, what's the reason why that would be allowed? So Gemara says, Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vizika, Kiknusa damis. So what does that case mean? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says Yesh Zika. Kishanafla lifnei hasheni kodam leidasel shelzeh. When Eshes Reuven falls to the second one, to Shimon, before Levi's born, Nizkikalo lesheni, now she's connected to him somehow, alima hahi Zika, that Zika is so strong, we view this as leshavia kiknusa, as if Shimon is married to Eshes Reuven, and that undoes her history as being married to Reuven. Havilei mekiyavam. With myself, no, it says it's almost as if there was a Yibam first, even though there wasn't, but Zika is almost like Yibam, acharkach nolad. So just like a case of where there's mamash Yibam, and acharkach nolad, when there's only Zika, and even though lemaisa was a nolad, acharkach yavam, we view this as a case of a yavam, acharkach nolad, because Zika is so strong. So we're going to stop here, because this next maskvila goes deep into the next daf. It's a bit tricky, so we'll stop here. I'm not going to recap today. But everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos.
question of how do you